This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Thanks for choosing us. Have you gone through the process of having your genetic sequencing with 23andMe to find out who you are? Well, if you don't know, and it was widely publicized, they have filed for Chapter 11, and now a lot of customers are wondering, where will my DNA data go?
Yes.
And joining us is Colin Waukee, who is a cybersecurity and data privacy expert, and also a former Oklahoma House of Representatives, where he authored a data privacy legislation for just this kind of thing, to adequate, you know, consumer data privacy protections. So, Colin, welcome to KDK.
Morning, Larry. How are you doing?
Good. Have you ever had your genes sequenced?
No, because as my wife accuses me, I wear a tinfoil hat and I keep my data to myself.
Oh, that's tremendous.
Oh, my.
But this does, because of the bankruptcy, open up a important conversation about someone's DNA data and privacy. What do you suppose is going to happen here?
Well, there are a lot of different aspects to this. First of all, for most of your listeners, there are two big concerns. The first big concern is, what is somebody going to do with the data once they purchase it, right? The other big concern, though, is this information, while it exists out there, it opens up individuals to exploitation, both through deep fakes as well as discrimination. So, for example, 23andMe just settled a data breach lawsuit from a few years ago in which 5 million records were hacked. It's my understanding 23andMe has about 25 million records on file. Those 6 million or so files that were hacked were all or targeted towards Chinese or Ashkenazi individuals. So your genetic information, unlike your Social Security information and those sorts of things, can't be changed. And if somebody gets a hold of genetic information from you that says you have a particular disease or a particular ethnic trait, and someone wants to discriminate against you, they have the ability to do that now, because there aren't really any books on the laws that prohibit that type of discrimination.
Colin, how would a prospective employer, for example, get a hold of this DNA information and make use of it in terms of like hiring?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So, for example, 23andMe, right now, unless there is a state law that applies to them, for example, like maybe Colorado, there are very few state laws that would necessarily apply to 23andMe in this situation. So that means you have to look at 23andMe's terms of service and conditions, which are constantly changing. So because they're not governed by HIPAA or any federal law, that means that in theory, if somebody buys this information, just like every other thing that you buy, sell, or do on the internet and how that data is traded with data brokers, they could share this information with data brokers. there's nothing that would prohibit them from doing that. And then data brokers package all this information. They say Colin Walkie likes to eat at McDonald's, shop at Dillard's, and by the way, here's his genetic info. And if I'm an employer, all I've got to do is go to data brokers, and I can find that information for, you know, nominal costs.
Well, that said, no doubt we have many listeners in this area who have gone through this process. What are you advising people to do?
So I tell everybody, call and get your information deleted as soon as possible. You may have to submit a form through their website, but get your information deleted as soon as possible. That is going to be the most important thing that you can do to protect your financial and personal security. After that, you know, there is a chance that some of your data remains behind in 23andMe, because oftentimes what they do is they take your data, they copy it, and they do what's called de-identification, which means Colin Walkie's personal identifiers are removed from that, which is all well and good, except other data sets exist in the world, and if I can relink basically one data point back to 23andMe, I can re-identify whose information that is. So it may not cure the problem, but it certainly goes a very long way to solving the problem.
Colin, three words just came up for me as I was listening to this in terms of the legal ramifications. Class action lawsuit.
Yeah, well, if you read 23andMe's terms of service, they have a big disclaimer against any form of class action lawsuit. And I'm glad you brought that up, though, Larry, because what I should have said when you said what can consumers do, I should have said call your state and federal representatives and tell them to get serious about data privacy legislation. It is quite pathetic that we've been dealing with this for 25 years now. We know individuals have been exploited financially and personally by the buying and selling of their data, and yet our representatives are doing nothing about it. That's what needs to happen.
It sounds like, Colin, our representatives don't have enough knowledge of the subject, and they're obviously hesitant to do anything, because this, as you know, privacy issue comes up in a lot of social media platforms too.
That's right. It really comes down to dollars and cents, though. I agree that most legislators probably aren't well informed enough to write good legislation about this, but there are organizations out there that do have good legislation. The problem is dollars and cents. So, for example, in Oklahoma, I ran this country's strongest data privacy bill. It was what's called opt-in, which means that you have to say, you get to collect my data and sell it before you collect it and sell it. Every other state law is opt-out. And so the real problem, though, is that Facebook, once Apple, their app store went to opt-in, Facebook said that it cost them $10 billion of revenue in one quarter. So that's why the lobbyists don't like this. That's why the tech companies don't like data privacy legislation, is because of the money they're losing when they can't collect and sell your data unilaterally.
Fascinating and informative. Colin, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Colin Walkie, who is a cybersecurity and data privacy expert. Sounds like he really knows what he's talking about, too.
He was very much so.
But what he said just resonated. $10 billion in a quarter they lost just by making the opt-in as opposed to opt-out.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the top 10 richest people on Earth. Most of them have positions and made their money in social media.
Yes. Yeah,
you're not going to change that narrative.
It's an entirely new facet of our economy. And yep. And we haven't even touched yet cryptocurrency.
That said, have you ever done this 23andMe?
No. I remember, though, years back that 23andMe was like a sponsor of the CBS radio newscast, remember?
Yep.
You know, this is the CBS News sponsored by 23andMe.
Don't you get the feeling, though, that some people got these readings on who, you know, their breakdown of their genetic history and some of these other, I guess you could get your DNA checked to see where you came from.
Well, sure. Yeah. The way I look at it is I'm just not curious for this reason. I know I'm defective.
You don't want to know any more about you.
I know enough already.
Oh, that's gold. 6:45 at KDK from the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Ellen, that's
it's
gold.
Probably Well, and it probably goes for most of us, right?
I already know I'm defective.
Yeah, so hey, well, I don't need to get it confirmed. So, all right, some defects for sure in this rush hour, gentlemen. I wish I had better news about the Parkway West now, but we do have an accident that's being cleared from the backside of Greentree Hill. As you try to head inbound, it's between Carnegie and the top of the hill, and that's where you find the bulk of your delays, with slowdown stretching as far back as the on-ramp from Rosslyn Farms there. Once you get past it, you do have heavy traffic right around the Parkway Center Mall on-ramp before the Fort Pitt tunnels. Parkway East inbound is sluggish at the Wilkinsburg interchange because of an earlier accident there. 28 southbound's heavy through the Aetna bypass, and then sluggish again before the 31st Street bridge down to the ramp for East Ohio Street. Our next AAA traffic on the fives coming your way at 6:55. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Start with some sunshine and a high near 60. Some clouds will move in. We go to 65 tomorrow. Could be an afternoon shower. And then Saturday looks like the day. 76 with some sunshine and a warm breeze. But right now we're in the upper 20s.